We've got a lot to cover on My Feed today. Unusual celebrity interviews and politicians rapping on radio, which I know. Why would you do that? Why? But before we get to that, our next guest has been keeping a close eye on the online reaction to sexual harassment allegations made against Harvey Weinstein. We discussed him in the last hour. He's an American film producer. We spoke to the LA Times a little earlier about this story. Matilda Dixon-Smith is a staff writer with Junkie. She's our guest on My Feed today. You can follow her at M. Dixon-Smith. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So for those who missed this story today or missed, you know, when we covered it a little earlier, give us a quick summary of what this is all about.
Sure. So yesterday in the US, the New York Times published a massive expose about sexual harassment and abuse allegations against Harvey Weinstein, who's basically one of the biggest wigs in Hollywood. So he's like a pretty big deal. And these allegations go back nearly three decades.
So the story has really garnered a huge response on social media. What are you seeing?
I mean, I think that there's a wide range of responses, but the one that I've noticed the most and that feels the most disappointing is that how unsurprising response that people have. And I think that's kind of with these Hollywood exposés that keep happening against these powerful men, I think the response more and more is, I'm not surprised because, you know, I've heard it all before, which is a tough one because these men, they seem to often be exposed as being a bit shifty.
His statement in response to the story has also got people talking. He talked about growing up in a culture of the 60s and the 70s, basically that, you know, it was a different culture, almost normalizing the behavior. And he quoted Jay-Z, and I think he incorrectly quoted Jay-Z, which of course is a big fail, right?
He did. He made up a Jay-Z quote in his response. His response is fairly bonkers, and I think a lot of people have been on that as well. He incorrectly quoted Jay-Z. He said that he wants to channel his anger into giving the NRA his full attention, which is a pretty gross misdirection at a time like this. A lot of the things coming out of his camp of like this massive group of lawyers who have signed on to help him out have been saying things like he's an old dinosaur learning new tricks and that kind of thing, or he's learning new things as an older man, which, you know, I think is a little bit of a poor and dodgy excuse for three decades of alleged abuse.
Doing press for a movie sometimes seems like it must be a repetitive affair for celebrities. I mean, they literally have how many interviews? Like sometimes, you know, literally scores of interviews, and they say the same things one after another. It's quite mad. Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford had a more unique experience being interviewed by Alison Hammond. Here's how that interview kicked off.
Are you a fan of the original?
Never seen it.
I appreciate your candor.
I love that on so many levels. That's nuts. Don't know. Never seen it.
It's an amazing interview. I think one of the things that is so that resonates so well with everybody is just this idea that these guys are humans, you know, because they're two of the biggest stars in the world. And I think Gosling's one of those stars who still seems very unattainable and still seems kind of a bit, you know, quite closed off and glamorous and mysterious. And so to see him sort of sitting back with Harrison Ford, like this notorious grump, and, you know, shooting back a glass of, you know, a glass of spirits and having a laugh with Alison Hammond, who's a former Big Brother contestant, is pretty amazing. It's quite, it's just really lovely to watch. It's totally delightful.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We're going to have to get to this one, even though I've been, you know, despairing about having to touch it. Just an apology to my listeners who I love and respect, but I'm going to have to do this to you. Bill Shorten was on commercial radio, and then he did this.
I'm Bill Shorten. I'm head of my pack. The Sydney Swans go Fitzy the sack. Whipper's not bad, but just a waste of my time. You boys will be crying by the end of my rhyme. Each day I listen to you fellas whinge and whine. I'd rather go to Question Time with Christopher Pine. Our economy's in debt, but Malcolm's just chilling. Hey, Malcolm, can you lend us a couple of million?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry I did that, but you needed to hear it just to understand and to share it with us. That arguably very horrifying audio comes to us courtesy of Nova's Fitzy and Whipper. They posted the audio on their Facebook and Twitter accounts and people lost their minds. People are going bananas. Matilda, I have so many questions, but the main question at the centre of this is why? Why would you do this?
I mean, I think it's almost smart because I think
almost.
Turnbull, and then you listen. I mean, it's almost smart because Turnbull sort of feels more and more aloof every time you see him speak, you know, to sort of to the public. And so I think it's quite a good strategy for Shorten to come out like your daggy mate who feels a lot more relatable, even if what he's doing is so embarrassing. And this is, it's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
But it does recall, it makes me think of, you know, the Bill Shorten zingers from a while ago.
Oh,
and I think
yeah.
he hasn't quite been that daggy and relatable for a little while. So it's almost smart, but it is also terrifically embarrassing to listen to.
It is. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I'm going to say it. He doesn't do that much of a bad job. Like, it's cringeworthy broadly, but he could have done worse.
I think he could have done worse as well, but it seems very well practiced. What I'm glad about is that at the end he said he doesn't think he'll ever do it again, which I think is good. That's enough for us.
It's a very good conclusion to what could have been quite, you know, not something you want to repeat too often. How did the internet react?
Oh, everyone's just gone crazy. I mean, I think that part of the reaction is just, why? Like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, it's very bizarre. I think it's just one of those things where when a politician does something like this, all you can do is really shake your head and just pass it on. You know, you go, oh my goodness, everyone needs to see this because it's pretty wild. Like, yeah, it's quite the video really, because he dabs at the end, which is like, you know, this kind of, I don't know, circa mid-2000s dance move that people do a lot, and it's the look in his face when he's dabbing is quite something. He just looks sort of manic.
Right, and we have this shortened dabbing gif to use now forevermore, which is a gift
exactly.
to Australia and a gift to Australian voters. Matilda, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Matilda Dixon-Smith is a staff writer with Junkie, and you can follow her at MDIXON Smith. Stay with us. The Drawing Room's next.